Mixed Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. What's up? I'm Fat Faves. And with me today is Dr. Aida Liliwati. She's an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital, Cheras, to talk about cervical cancer. Now, Dr. Aida, who is at risk of cervical cancer?
So risk factor for cervical cancer can largely be divided into two categories. In terms of lifestyle, women who are sexually active, especially from an early age, as well as those who smoke, are prone to developing the condition. From a biological perspective, the likelihood is similarly high for women who are over the age of 30, have a family history of cervical cancer, as well as have a personal history of dysplasia of the cervix, vagina, or vulva.
Okay, doctor, I've got a lot of questions to ask. First, I'm going to play you your favourite song to get you to the right mood, doctor. Mixed with Aisha Rod Prem, the mornings and today's best music. Now, today with me is Dr. Aida Liliwati, an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital, Cheras. And my next question to you, doctor, what are preventable measures for cervical cancer?
Cervical cancer is highly preventable as the nature of the disease itself allows the detection of its pre-malignant condition. This gives the opportunity for the disease to be treated way before it turns malignant, with potential for complete cure. Early detection can be performed via screening tests like pap smears. Receiving vaccination that protects against HPV infection also reduces the chances of acquiring the disease.
Mixed Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Faves. I'm with Dr. Aida, an obstetrics and gynecologist from Pantai Hospital, Cheras. And I'm very sure, doctor, some of these questions that we're asking you, a lot of people want answers to. For example, who should get a pap smear and how often?
In Malaysia, all women who are or who have been sexually active between the ages of 21 and 65 years are recommended to undergo pap smear testing. If the first two consecutive pap results are negative, screening every 3 years is recommended. This test can also be complemented with HPV testing, as the recent international trials have found that testing for HPV is more effective and provides better long-term protections against cervical cancer than the classic pap test. In reality, it takes a significant amount of courage for women to have a cervical screening test, because there is always an underlying fear of what if my screening test is positive. A positive screening test does not mean you have cervical cancer. In fact, most of the time, no cancer is detected. A positive screening test requires a colposcopic procedure. It is essentially a detailed inspection of the cervix.